Hey beauties, welcome to week seven. Yes, I think it's week seven. Yes, week seven of my pregnancy diary. And you've been along this journey with me in regards to this podcast. So here we go. Let's get into this episode because I feel like there's a lot to talk about. Hey mamas, whether you're expecting, first-time mom of two or more, or just here for informational purposes, welcome. My name is Tenley, and I'm here to share my journey with you. Okay, so let me start by saying, I think I've said this before, I'm really only, is this 3 weeks, 4 weeks in recording these videos, and my plan has always been to record these on a Sundays because Sundays are typically my rest days. My husband takes over Aiden, so I'm able to get everything that I want done. But Sunday, I had a headache. It wasn't a really big headache. I used to suffer from migraines. I'm gonna say the Lord healed me from migraines. So I haven't had one in a while. And if I do get them, it's like one and months, maybe years until I get another one again. So I haven't had one in a very long time. But I wouldn't say it was a migraine yet. Didn't get to a migraine yet. And maybe towards the end of the night, there was a lot on my mind and it just started pounding. I went to sleep. And hence, because I wasn't feeling so great, I was really weak. I woke up Monday morning and what happened? I was throwing up. And all I like, first I start, I like, I, okay, I'm saying like a lot, I'm sorry, but I'm really trying to get my thoughts out. So, give you an idea, today is Wednesday. This happened on Monday. So, that was 2 days ago, 3 days ago, 2 days, whatever. And I got up in the morning, normally get up at 4. I think I got up more like 4:30-ish. And when I got into the bathroom, I normally use the bathroom, then brush my teeth. I literally had to brush my teeth on the floor. There was no going anywhere else to brush my, like I couldn't stand up. And I was like, maybe it's just the morning, I'm tired. Mind you, like I said, I went to my bed, like my normal time. So, brushed my teeth, walked very slowly downstairs, got my tea. I normally do my devotional in the basement so I can work out right after. This time around, I decided to do it on the main floor. So, I sat on the floor, on the main floor, in the living room and did my devotional. And I had my tea. And I was like, oh, I don't like this feeling. Like, I don't like how I'm feeling. Before I even had my tea, I threw up, but it was just like saliva, water. There wasn't anything coming because I just woke up. Had my tea, I had chamomile and peppermint. Didn't have any ginger tea, so that's what I had. And I threw that all up, like all of it and whatever else, bile or whatever else was in my system. And it wasn't even one of those vomits where, when you throw up and you feel satisfied after, it's like, yeah, everything is gone. No, it was throwing up, it's like, I just kept what is called gagging, like it wouldn't stop, it wouldn't stop, and I'm breathing to try and calm myself, and I'm like, Lord, is this morning sickness? Again, my head was still hurting me a little bit, but it wasn't as bad as Sunday, so I was really trying to figure out like what's going on, like why am I feeling this way? I hated the feeling. End up calling in for work and saying I'm not coming in today. My boss and I have a really good relationship, thank God. I'm not coming in today. She doesn't know that I'm pregnant because I normally wait until I've passed that 3 month mark before we tell anybody. So she doesn't know. I just said I have a migraine and I'm throwing up, so I'm gonna take the day. I end up going back to bed and resting. I didn't work out, so I didn't work out on Sunday. I didn't work out on Monday, and especially because like I'm in this mental state where I'm like I want to stay fit throughout my entire pregnancy. That was hard for me, but I had to listen to my body. That was most important. I'm looking over to see what else I'm missing from what happened. So I rested in the morning and then midday, I started getting a little bit more energy. My husband decided to take in for the day. Yes, he was working, but he was managing him throughout the day just to give me time to rest. And it's exactly what I needed. Thank goodness. Oh, but I don't know what that was. The Tuesday I woke up, I didn't feel the same way. So, like, my stomach wasn't 100%, but I did not feel nauseous like I did before. Today's Wednesday, and I'm good. Like, I was experiencing some acid reflux, which is what I had in my first pregnancy as well. And I typically experience acid reflux every now and then outside of pregnancy. So yeah, and today I'm like, okay, normally have grapefruit in the morning, no grapefruit, had a banana, got my tea, and I've been good. Exhaustion, that's not stopping. I've continued. I'm looking at week 7, continue to be exhausted. Yeah, like continue. And it's a different exhaustion from my first pregnancy. Like, I'm so exhausted, I can barely lift my arm. Sometimes even the words, which you guys will probably find throughout this podcast, depending on the times that I record. I just woke up from a nap because I was exhausted and I wanted to go back to sleep because I saw that Aiden was still sleeping, but I'm like, I gotta get this episode out of the way. And I have a little bit more energy than I did before, but talking, like, I will mumble on my words. I do that typically if I'm tired, but it's worse now. I say words that don't even mean what I'm trying to say, and like, I'm literally struggling to get out. It's hard for me to lift my hands. Like, that's the kind of exhaustion I'm feeling through this pregnancy. It's not fun. So remember how I think it was the first episode, I'm like, look at my stomach, like, how does it look the way that it does now versus before? And it was all because of, poo. I said that in my second episode. But I think it's much more than that, guys. Yes, I know second pregnancies, you show a lot quicker than you do than your first pregnancy. But this is different. Even like last week, over the last week, I've been really watching it. And even after I poo, it's still big. I can't see my abs anymore, and it's just a different kind of stomach. Like, in the span of 2 weeks, I've gained 10 pounds. And if you know me, I'm working out. I manage my eating. Yes, there was a couple of days where I had like pizza, and then I went to Copacabana, had all you can eat meat. And then I had like oxtail and curry goat, like, and those are back-to-back days. So it wasn't even like I had it a one day and then I took a break and had it, because I'm all about being able to eat and enjoy the food that you want. All about that. I work out so I can eat. but obviously to stay healthy too. And I know back-to-back that will cause you to put on some weight. You're eating a lot more than usual, but 10 pounds worth? No. And I can't get those 10 pounds off. So I know that has to do with the pregnancy. But yeah, and that 10 pounds is not fluctuating. It's not like it's going up every day. Unless, if I weigh myself in the morning, if I weigh myself in the night, it's two different weights, right? So that's why it's always best to look at your true weight, by weighing yourself first thing in the morning before you have anything to eat. But that's been pretty steady for the 2 weeks that I've put on this 10 pounds. Which is good. So I know that's definitely in regards to pregnancy. So I'm praying, Lord, at least let me keep this weight to end of first trimester. I'm okay with end of first trimester, to be honest. I can survive that. What else happened? Oh yeah, so I know moms talk about pregnant moms, or your mom, even pregnant before, talk about this metallic taste that you get in your mouth. I've never experienced that. I wouldn't even say I'm experiencing that now, but it's a taste in my mouth. And I realized that for the first little while, I was eating all these different kind of things. Okay, guys, other than the foods that I said I was eating, I was having like cupcakes and stuff, okay? Cookies, don't judge me. But I was realizing I was eating all this stuff that I don't normally eat, not because I was having a craving, But after I really stood back to say, what is going on with me? What is going on with my body? I think it's because I had this taste in my mouth. I don't know how to describe the taste. And I was trying to get rid of it. Foods taste differently. Foods react to my body differently. But it was this taste that I had in my mouth where I think that I was eating all these different things back to back in the same day to try and get rid of that. And I was doing it for like a few days straight, maybe like 3, 4 days straight, trying all these different things. And I was eating so much, realizing after now that I think about it, it's that taste that I had. And I don't know how to describe it. Have you experienced a taste in your mouth that's not metallic? Because I know a lot of women talk about, a lot of moms talk about that metallic taste, but it wasn't or it isn't a metallic taste. I don't know what to call it, but I know that was a cause of why I was eating all these different things that I don't normally eat. And like I said, it's not a craving that I had. What else happened? What else happened? I slept good on Friday. So Thursday night I went to bed really early. Or was it Friday? Friday I went to bed really early. Because Saturday I knew I was gonna have Aiden all by myself because my husband, he a church that we actually met in that we went to years ago. He always acts in their Christmas and Easter plays. We call them cantatas. And he had practice. So he was going to be at practice that Saturday. And as well, I was going to support a girlfriend of mine at an event. So Adrian ended up staying at a friend's house Friday night because it's just closer to the city. We don't live in the city. And I had Aiden. So I knew I had to get up early to handle Aiden, but I knew I still wanted to get my devotional, my workout, all of that in, right? So went to bed really early to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning to get everything done. Because typically I get up later on a Saturday and get out of the house. But like when I say Friday night sleep was amazing. And then even when I went to the event I was supposed to leave by 12. I ended up leaving closer, I think, to 2. And I was not tired. Tiredness hit me about 3 o'clock. About 3 o'clock, which is like 3 hours, 3.5 hours later than it normally hits me. So I was celebrating that. That was good. But then we had to drive home. And that drive home was rough. My husband didn't make it home in time. So I had to put Aiden down and like I was kaput, like done. Or like I can't use any more words to explain the exhaustion that I felt. But I made it through the day. Whoo, hallelujah. I don't know how single moms do it when you're pregnant, second, third, fourth, fifth time. And you're dealing with the children alone, even if you're not dealing with the children alone, and you still have to deal with the children, period. It's a lot. Your body's going through a lot. You're tired. But God bless us. We are amazing. Okay. Kudos to our partners that are also dealing with us in the midst of all of this. Like, we all deserve, and our children, Grace, whew, they have no idea what's going on, but thank God for them. God knew exactly what he was doing. What else do I have to say? There's something that I've been reluctant to say. And I don't think it's this anymore, but I said it to a girlfriend, and I'm probably gonna say it out loud now. Lord, please don't let it be, because I'm scared if it is, to be honest. And truthfully, I'm gonna be honest with you guys, I don't want it to be this. But God knows what his plans are, and if it's in his plan, then he will give me the strength to handle it. But because of the way my body has been looking with, remember I was telling you, my stomach is protruding a lot more than I expected to in such a short time. Like I look like I'm 6 months pregnant. I thought of the idea of twins. And that's scary for me. That's really scary. If you knew where I'm coming from not wanting to have kids, period. And then having my son and going through what we went through in terms of his health stuff, that was a challenge. Then to think that I could possibly be having twins because at first the exhaustion is a whole new level. And I know your second child, your pregnancy is going to be very different. Your symptoms are going to be a little bit more intense. I understand that. But this is completely different. And the way that my body's showing so quickly is scary. So that thought of, am I having twins, has crossed my mind. Some days are stronger than others. As of like today that I'm recording, I don't feel that strong sense of twins, but who knows what tomorrow is going to be like. And we won't know until that first ultrasound. Sometimes they don't pick it up in the first ultrasound. So by the time this episode is released, we will know if I have twins or not. But maybe not. Maybe not. Maybe. We'll see. But pray for me. Anything else happened? This is week seven. Week seven of pregnancy. I don't think. I talked about the, oh, extremely thirsty. I'm drinking a whole heap, lots and lots of water. And I'm actually enjoying it. And I'm not doing flavored water because of the acid reflux. I didn't think about it after, when my stomach was all up and down from the vomiting. I was having some sparkling water, and then I saw that how it activated the acid reflux. So I went back to regular water. But oh, this is a good point. So we have a water filter on our sink, right? That's typically how we drink our water, through the filter. And we have the water filter for the fridge, not the coming from the fridge, but the Brita. We have it in the fridge. We fill it up, whatever, for cold water. But I can't drink the sink filtered water. It tastes weird to me. Maybe that's because of the taste in my mouth. I can only drink Kirkland's bottled water. Only. Yeah. Okay. Hopefully that gives you an idea of what I mean. Like, something's going on here in my body. Something. But yeah, extremely thirsty. I drink like four or five of those a day. Maybe that's how much I should actually be drinking in general, but that's not typically what I do. Anything else? The taste in my mouth, slept good on Friday. The twins and headache. Nope, that's it that I have for week seven, guys. That's it. So thank you for listening to my pregnancy diary, week seven of my pregnancy. Let's see what eight weeks brings me. Let's see. Anyways, bye guys.